We want to know where Sadie Sideboard was on 76, and what is there now? We cannot remember.
We're trying. I just had a thought last night. I had friends go to the Presleys last night, and when they went to the Presleys, it reminded me of the young lady's mother who used to be there and worked. And I thought it was her mother for 5 years in the box office, and it wasn't. But she kept answering me ever since when I asked how the kids were. She'd tell me. So one day she was talking about
different kids.
No, talked to Ray and Presley. She says, "No, that's not her daughter. That's so and so." So one day when I was calling to the box office, I said to her, "I said, Barb, I need to come clean on something. You've been so gracious. Yeah. Tell me about the kids." And I found out that this is not your daughter. And her dad used to own Sadie Sideboard. So Lisa, tell us, what is where Sadie Sideboards is at? We can't place it.
We can't do it.
Well, you know, the only thing I'm thinking, and I think I'm on the wrong side of the street, I think, but that new restaurant people are raving about, the Local Flavor.
Which one's that?
You know what? You might be on it.
No, that's not if it's on the north side. It's on the Sadie's was on the south side.
Where's Local Flavor?
This is on the south side.
Yeah.
Where's the Local Flavor? I don't know what restaurant you're talking about. What's it called?
People are raving about it.
Yeah, I think you're on it, Lisa. I think that could be it.
What's
the name of
it?
She just told you.
Local Flavor?
Yeah.
That's the name?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go to Silver Dollar City and eat out there because I can eat my way through the park.
Hey, I'm not going to go eat at the park right now. I'm going to go to the cave.
Oh. Is the cave open?
Well, you know, you might have a chance onto a tour. They're not doing them all the time.
Okay.
But they are surprising people.
Wow.
Now, that's a big deal. Lisa Rao, the public relations director for Silver Dollar City, what I think is the number one theme park in the universe, and you can help us do that. Tell us how to do that, Keith.
Yeah, well, you go to this big, long website that we put on klfcradio.com, and you vote. And make sure that you vote on your devices every day. And when does the cutoff of that, Lisa? I forgot.
Well, we can do this every day, every device, until June 20th.
Ooh, so it's coming up.
If you think about it, guys, and you know, this is really a fair challenge, because fans and guests and employees and readers, everybody on the outside, there's no panel of judges deciding who to make the winner. And if you think about Silver Dollar City, where else can you get a cave? And the amazing, just the culture and the look and the environment and the shady paths, along with all of those amazing attractions and rides that are really carefully thought out. Guys, I got to tell you, I had the best time last week. My family came in from Michigan and Chicago.
Oh,
and there were littles. There was an infant, a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, and then, you know, college kids, mm-hmm. and then 30-somethings millennial, and then all of us, right?
All right.
And I'm telling you, absolutely everybody had a ball. If you haven't done Branson, you work in Branson, you go to work, you do some fun things, you know, you like to go to the gym, you like to go to the Recplex, you like to go to the lake, but do the Country Boulevard. Go out there and get on in the entertainment district and have a blast. And Silver Dollar City, and guys, Whitewater, we were able to shade the kids, we were able to please every age group, and, you know, I'm not here to sell you on just our property.
No.
I'm talking about the destination.
You know, Lisa, let me tell you, we had the opportunity yesterday. My brother-in-law's in town, and he brought two of his grandsons with him. I think one's 12, and I think one's 10. And he brought them down from Chicago, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, from the Naperville area. And he's been here many, 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 many times, and he loves to go to the Presleys, and they just can't find enough time when they come 2 or 3 days. And so we had the opportunity, because of a family member, we went to Fritz's Adventure. And Mary and I had not been there in a while.
Did you climb stuff?
No, but I will tell you, just like Lisa said, I sat there and the boys came over and they said, just a minute, we're going to go up there. Remember the new zip line they talked about?
Yeah.
Well, the zip line is up above. And all of a sudden, we're watching them above sliding over, and they look like they were sliding all the way out to Silver Dollar City. But you're right. From Branson Landing all the way out to Silver Dollar City. And if you want a fun day, you schedule your time, get out to Silver Dollar City, and relax, Keith.
Absolutely. And don't forget about the Branson Bell. We had some friends in over the weekend, and they enjoyed the Branson Bell, Lisa.
Wow. Let me tell you, guys, we have hit a home run. Well, you know, we've always, the Bell has always had a unique entertainment and always been something well worth seeing. But I am saying that they are getting off that ship, and they're just, like, blown away.
Really? Mm.
And the show and the food and just the fun of it. And, you know, people are so happy to be getting out and about. But I have to say, too, I think that all of us realizing what we have here during the pandemic, worst of it, mm-hmm. I think we all became a notch more sense of pride, sense of we want to share this with families. We want to make sure you know that we love so much of America and God and families, and that this neck of the part of the world just stands for so much that people can feel that along with the entertainment.
You know, Lisa, yesterday when we walked in, we haven't been to Fritz's in a while, and they had a soft seating area. It was kind of private, and I saw some chips, some snacks, and some drinks, and so I leaned over to the people and I said, how do you arrange this? And they said, well, we called and they had a special deal. If you wanted to come, bring your family. There's this soft seating area overlooking the Fritz's.
Oh, now that's a nice
idea. And we're bringing, and all you can eat the chips and all you can eat drinks. And the guy gave him the price. He says, I think we can do that. But then here's what they asked me. How did you all do during the coronavirus pandemic? And I said, it was tough. And I think that's what everybody's doing right now, Lisa, with why we're so excited about Silver Dollar City being open. It was tough for everybody, but we've walked through it, and we're working our way back. And that way we can get there, and we can get there with the people like Silver Dollar City who say, hey, Keith, they tap you on the shoulder and say, guess what?
Caves
you can
open.
Go to the caves open.
Yes, you can.
But there's a there's a Star-Spangled Banner something. What is that?
Oh, that's coming up. We're kicking it off on Saturday. It's so exciting. We have to say that getting back to Harlem Globetrotters is something that I am going to go see some rehearsals today, and we are so excited. It's a skills showcase, and it's going to be in the Red Gold, so we're slowly but surely getting theaters open, too, and that's exciting. And then, you know, Mystic River. Have you two been on Mystic River yet?
I have not. No.
But I saw it.
I ate there at the restaurant by it, the new one. That's good.
Well, you know, that counts.
Okay.
You win, okay?
I win?
You
all right.
Your recent ticket winner, I did get a hold of Miss Missy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
So
Thank you.
We're able to ensure that she gets her tickets. So we'll have to do that, give you guys a couple more tickets for Star Spangled.
No, look at you. Hey, Lisa, hang on just a minute. We got to take a quick break. We want to come back.
She knows how this works.
I want to say something to our listeners this morning. And, you know, we love our 7 to 7:30 hour where we bring you up to speed on what's going on in the world. And I've got something, Keith, to bring you up on of a lady who was under communism that stood up at the Virginia School Board. Wow. And I've got it here, the report. And passionately, she says, let me tell you what was happening under Mao, okay? Mm-hmm. And let's not let this happen. But Lisa, you brought up a great point before we go to this break. We do live in a special pocket of the world.
Sure.
And your family in Chicago and Michigan and other places, Michigan especially, they've really been under the hand of a governor that has had a, and I'm not asking you to make a political statement, but they've been under a hand of a governor that's been pretty tight, Keith.
Yes.
And so we've watched with Asa in Arkansas, the governor of Oklahoma, Mr. Parson here in Missouri, and we're so blessed. And if you haven't had a chance to go to Silver Dollar City, hang on, because if you're the third person that calls to Darren right now during the break, 334-5532.
Oh, man.
We'll take your name and number, and we'll make sure you're enjoying good old cinnamon bread rides.
Oh, the cave.
334-5532, third caller.
All right, right
now. We'll be right back.
Hey, Lisa, you know how it works. We'll be right back. 70 degrees when you got started today, 92 expected high. Great day to go out and ride Mystic River out at Silver Dollar City and all the rest of things. Lisa, I just completed some CDs for our good friend Larry Sledge out there with the Horse Creek Band. And then you got music over there with the Homestead Pickers, Danny Aiken and all those guys. You have a lot of music on the park and just something for everybody. And we've said that over and over, but it is so, so true.
I'm telling you, some of those people are the best musicians you will find anywhere. And that, you know, that Horse Creek, wow. And Larry Sledge, what a nice man he is.
Great guy.
And so I'm glad to hear you did business with him. Now, listen, you, that third caller, there's a requirement on these tickets. You want to know what it is?
Yeah, and I think it's already been given away. So tell us what the requirement is now.
All right, whoever that person is, listen up, because guess what? Mm. You have to ride Mystic River Falls.
Right. Oh, my, it's good. Hey,
there you go.
Lisa, I want you see it all the time, and I have had the opportunity to come out to meet people and kind of as a, you know, meet them at guest services. Or you know what I mean, Keith?
Yeah.
And sitting on the wall, you know where the wall is, Keith?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, the wall is the meeting place.
Yep, that's
and
it.
You go back, guest services, sit on the wall and watch people. And I tell you what, for me personally, different people from different states and different shirts, and you see probably me, an international traveler. But here's what I like. I like you can go in, of course, get past the bakery first.
That's
you,
tough.
You know what you can do? You can just sit down if you want
and
just enjoy and enjoy what's going on while people are running up and down the hill.
Yeah.
It's a theme park you can go to that you don't feel like you're being pushed around, Lisa. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I was on the tip of my tongue was to say, all right, here's the skinny, guys. You guys are going to come out. You can bring your wives or a guest, and I'm going to show you around. But, you know, sometimes I forget how fast I walk, so you and all your sitting down talk.
Lisa?
We'll say, Lisa, slow down.
It's because we want, Keith's going to get that funnel cake, okay?
Yeah, and he can't walk fast eating
You can't do that. So.
Especially a blind guy.
And is my rinds still at the bottom of the hill? My pork rinds?
Oh, well, yes, they're right where they've always been there by the furniture factory. And, you know, the furniture factory is really something to stop and watch them make furniture. We have a young man now who is under the learning process with our master, Warren Cook, and the young man is just bright and full of life and loves to woodwork and has been making cabinets since he was a teenager. And to see that furniture factory in action is something that I'm a Silver Dollar City old-timer. I love watching the craftsmen. I love the warp and woof of seeing how the glass is blown and the pottery is made. And then, I'm also someone who wants to jump on a roller coaster and scream my head off. So, you know, there is truly something for everyone. And, you know, guys, I just want to walk a little bit more down that Branson Entertainment District, because the variety is what really stunned me. I mean, to go from butterflies at the Butterfly Palace
right.
to the aquarium, you know, to the craziness of Wonder Works, which is really oodles of fun, to the true giving reverence, you know, really the moving experience of the Titanic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Lisa, we appreciate what you're doing. And I talked to my good neighbor, Pete Hirschen, the other day, who gave you a big pat on the back, and I asked if we were talking about the same person. And he said he was.
Lisa, okay? Don't let him
okay.
mess with
But me. I thought you missed something just before Wonder Works and stuff, just where the old cool-off slide used to be. As I told the guys when that property was put together, we keep going downhill. And he said, we can't use that slogan, okay, because the cool-off slide was there for years, and now you can still go down to the Branson Coaster, or Mr. Root has got one for you down 165.
Yep, Wild Coaster.
Oh, wow. Yep. Yeah, that one, Charlie.
Lisa,
do that one.
Let's,
the mountain coaster.
Yeah, let's don't forget, though, people come here, and I've heard a lot of people out there going, I'm making a beeline for the, you know, the old time, been around a long time, fire in the hole.
Oh, golly, guys, I'm telling you that. I keep saying that, but I have to keep telling you. I have to get my voice in there, right, because we're all such talkers.
Yeah.
But Fire in the Hole is a classic. It's a legend. It is in people's heart. And, you know, they love to say that, Fire in the Hole. And we recognize that. And just like how Mystic River Falls came in, bigger, better, more unique, offering more in when the Lost River, you know, went away. There are always things happening at Silver Dollar City, and we will always be making sure that we are respecting and holding on to those things that people truly love about Silver Dollar City. And Fire in the Hole is one of them,
yeah.
And the just you know, think of some of your favorites. Well, think of some of your favorites that have been around forever.
First of all, you all just missed something, okay? Well, I can't believe you two are doing this to me this morning.
Miss?
Well, I said something about coming in past the bakery, getting up by the gazebo and sitting down. Well, the next stop after you sat down is you get down the hill, and you get confused every time I go, and you're,
oh, got to go to the train.
Got to go to the train.
Yeah. Was a train the first ride out there, did I hear one time?
The train
stagecoach.
And the stagecoach.
Yeah, stagecoach.
You know, quick condensing of the story, but Pete and Jack, you know, heard of the stagecoach was available at a theme park in New York. And, you know, that's the same stagecoach that comes every fall, the Journey Stagecoach, with the Cowboys in the fall. So if you really want to walk down memory lane for those folks who remember the very early years when all there was the train ride and the stagecoach, and there were two stagecoaches, and both had been truly used. Mm. The one that comes in the fall delivered mail along the Butterfield Line, Butterfield Trail.
Didn't know that.
Wow.
And of course, the trains, we are still, there's a great behind-the-scenes look that, you know, if you guys behave yourselves, maybe I'll let you come and visit.
I can talk about me, but I don't know about him.
Hey, you say back door, I just got to say, Tom Fish, I know where the back door is. Hey, I want to give you all,
We'll behave, Lisa.
I want to give you one little other nugget. If you sit on the bench across from the hog rinds, from pig rinds, there's a pan that the guy's got. Mm-hmm. You know what he puts in there?
The little schnitzels?
Snapples.
Snapples.
Samples.
Samples.
Yeah. And then you watch, he's got the kind of seasoned salt right next to it. So you let all the people go by, and you kind of wait till he turns his back because you don't want him to see you.
For the 15th time.
For the 15th time coming up and taking a sample.
No.
Before you buy it back.
No.
Do you eat the potatoes?
Do you think we don't know that?
Oh.
I don't really think we
Do you eat the potatoes on the stick?
Do
you eat the potatoes on the stick?
I'm probably the only one who doesn't. People are crazy. And then now they're, you know, they stick a hot dog in them, and people will wait in line until that booth is open. They will come back and back again. Have you tried them? I mean, it's potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a neat.
Yeah. Love them.
They taste wonderful.
Yeah. Now.
But I save room for other things.
I like the fried potatoes with the, you know, peppers and onions and all that jazz, and then top it off with a
skillet.
With a funnel cake. Yeah, the skillet. And then top it off with a funnel cake.
I tried to buy a skillet like that from Lodge one time. You can't get a skillet like that. You got to have it made. Yeah. Lisa, one more time, tell us about the Star Spangled Celebration. I'll get a hold of you later when I get home and give you the winner and go from there.
Okay, well, we do kick off Saturday. Don't forget, we've got 40 rides and attractions, and we've got the new Mystic River Falls, the new Smokehouse, and, of course, drum roll, please, the Cinnamon Bread Bakery. And, guys, I'm probably going to get in trouble for soliciting this. I'm going to tell you. I'm whispering, everyone, so get out your pencil.
Okay.
SilverDollarCity.com/vote. Everybody,
there you go.
Made it easier. I love it.
SilverDollarCity.com/vote until June 20th. Help us defend our title because, guys, think of it. Here in Branson, we deserve to be the number one amusement park in the land.
Amen, you do. And the cave's open from time to time. You'll see that. That's great.
Lisa Rao, I am serious. I talked to Pete after we talked the other day. I had missed his call and called back. Hey, we had Lisa on, and he went into about a five-minute dissertation about how much he enjoyed working with you and what kind of a job you do. And so I want to give a big pat on the back to Pete and to Jack and to the team and to Brad and Janet. And I mean, it's just such a – there's just a family here, okay?
Yep, and they surround themselves with great people like you, Lisa, and it's a pleasure.
Well, thank you, guys, and I love you all, and you take me up on the offer of showing you a little bit of behind the scenes.
Sounds
you
good.
Got it.
Let's do it. I'll all be for that. Thank you,
guys,
Lisa.
You guys can take off. Where's Charlie back on the bench over there by the hog rinds?
Yeah, stealing the samples.
See you guys.
See you, Lisa.
Bye-bye.